I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, November 30th. Two students at the Southwest Middle School in Quincy are being disciplined for bringing knives to school yesterday. Principal Derek Leakey says he was informed about the possibility of the students being in possession of folding knives. Leakey says both students did have folding knives on them when they were brought to his office. He says the students showed the knives to other students. However, Leakey says they were not intended as a threat to any member of the school community. Leakey says both students will be held accountable and disciplined. He says the two incidents were unrelated to each other. A two-alarm house fire in Quincy Center Sunday afternoon is under investigation. The blaze broke out at 166 Granite Street at the corner of Fort Street just before 4 p.m. Officials say it appears the fire started on decks on the rear of the house and spread to the attic and through the roof. One man in the home escaped safely after neighbors alerted him to the fire. Three firefighters sustained minor injuries battling the blaze, which caused extensive damage to the home, leaving it unlivable. The cause of the fire is under investigation, but does not appear to be suspicious. An increasing number of cold, stunned sea turtles are being rescued from Cape Cod beaches after a slow start to the annual stranding season. The New England Aquarium reports that as of yesterday, 119 sea turtles were being treated at its Sea Turtle Hospital at the Quincy Shipyard. The turtles are receiving treatment of life-threatening medical conditions, including pneumonia and dehydration, as a result of days or weeks of hypothermia and the inability to feed. The majority of the sea turtles currently being cared for are critically endangered Kemp's Ridley turtles. Eight green turtles and two loggerheads, the latter of which usually start to wash ashore in December, are also being treated at the hospital. Hundreds of cold-stunned sea turtles wash up on the beaches of Cape Cod each year because with the rapidly changing water temperature and wind pattern, many turtles cannot escape the hook-like area of Cape Cod Bay before becoming hypothermic. Staff and volunteers with the Massachusetts Audubon Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary begin to comb the beaches in October to look for stranded hypothermic turtles, which are then transported to the aquarium Sea Turtle Hospital. This year, the season got off to a late start due to temperature fluctuations that kept the waters of Cape Cod Bay warm. New England Aquarium says the first few turtles were admitted to its Sea Turtle Hospital on November 17th. This past Saturday alone, however, 41 turtles were taken to the facility for care. In the aftermath of a Boston University professor fatally falling through a staircase near the JFK UMass T station, MBTA officials said that there were staircases in similar condition at other stations. According to the Boston Globe, officials were concerned that another similar accident could happen. In a trove of public records, the Globe found that the old rundown stairs sat for months in its hazardous condition. Plus, there were staircases at two other stations, State Street and Hines Convention Center, that also needed repairs. 40-year-old David Jones of Milton fell through the stairs, which connected Old Colony Road and the Columbia Road overpass, on September 11th. A passerby spotted Jones' body under the stairs. The stairs had been closed off since January of 2020, and there had been fencing and a barrier. The emails and documents obtained by the Globe found that the T did inspect the stairs occasionally. It had been worn by riders and its own workers about them, yet a permit was not filed to fix them. And although a sign said the repairs would be done by fall of 2020, it sat there beyond that point. In March of 2019, a rider tweeted they were concerned about the safety of others using the stairs, but an inspection in May of 2019 found the steps had, quote, most elements in good repair. 7 months later, three steps fall off, prompting a barricade and that sign about repairs needing to be made. Governor Baker says his administration's working to increase the availability of COVID-19 vaccine boosters in Massachusetts. As officials work to learn more about the new Omicron variant that was identified late last week in South Africa, for now, Baker said he believes the best thing people can do to protect themselves from any of the variants is get vaccinated, and if you're not, and get a booster if you're eligible. His comments come as President Biden characterized the Omicron variant as a cause for concern, not panic, during a speech yesterday as countries across the world tighten their travel rules. During his radio appearance Monday, the governor noted that it remains unclear exactly how transmissible or dangerous the Omicron variant is compared to previous strains. He compared the learning process to the one that played out after the emergence of the contagious Delta variant. As of the end of last week, Massachusetts had administered over 1 million booster shots, accounting for about 22% of the more than 4.8 million residents over the age of 5 in the state who have been fully vaccinated. Justice Stephen Breyer rejecting a request that the Supreme Court block the vaccine mandate being implemented by the large Massachusetts hospital system, Mass General Brigham. The request that the Supreme Court intervene in the case was brought by employees of the hospital who submitted their application with Breyer last week. The court yesterday announced that Breyer had denied the request with a one-line notice, which gave no indication that the matter had been referred to the rest of the court. Breyer also did not request any additional briefing before rejecting the employee's request. As Massachusetts' largest private employer, Mass General Brigham's vaccine mandate covers about 80,000 employees. The mandate went into effect on November 5th, and non-compliant employees have been terminated. The challengers to the mandate said in their filing with Breyer last week, the request was filed with Breyer because he oversees the circuit from where the lawsuit originated. First Night Boston will return for New Year's Eve this year. The celebration was virtual last year due to the pandemic. There will be hours of entertainment from local performers, ice sculptures, a parade, and fireworks in the Back Bay. First Night Boston will comply with the city's COVID regulations. And masks will be required at indoor venues. The event runs from 12 p.m. Friday, December 31st, to 12:30 a.m. to Saturday, January 1st. A check of business news. This morning, stocks bounced back. Yesterday, the Dow was up 236 points. The NASDAQ rose 291. The S&P is up 60. Asian stocks fell further. The dollar and the euro are higher. Oil at $71 a barrel. And sports. Bruins host Detroit tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, partly cloudy and a high 39 degrees. Clear and cold tonight, low 21. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 45. Thursday, look out for some morning and afternoon showers, high 52. Sunny 42 for Friday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. West wind at 20 knots. High tide, 7:20 a.m. Sunrise at 6:52. Set at 4:12. I'm Joe Catalano with a AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, November 30th.